Jens Stoltenberg emerges from a NATO-Russia Council meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels in a seemingly sceptical mood, having been given assurances by Moscow's top diplomat to the alliance that a Russia-Belarus military exercise in September in Belarus will stay within agreed parameters of not involving more than 13,000 troops.
We have every reason to believe that it may be substantially more troops participating than the official reported numbers.
During his own press conference following his meeting with Stoltenberg, Russia's ambassador to the 29-country alliance insisted the exercises will stay within the rules. He confirmed military attachés from NATO countries will be invited to Moscow in advance to get a full briefing, but he said they have demonstrated a lack of interest in such invites in the past.
This is again a big question whether they are interested in talking about substance or this is a kind of a political exercise which has nothing to do with real interests.
Ambassador Grishko criticized the build-up of NATO forces close to Russia's borders and warned that Moscow was ready to defend itself if needs be. Instead of always focusing on divisions, many argue it is time Western powers started cooperating with Russia on issues such as fighting Daesh.
The Russians are our friends in this regard, to defending a civilization against a medieval, insane disruption to our civilization. And we need the Russians to be friendly with the Russians, to work with the Russians, defend ourselves.
To a large extent, the tensions between NATO and Russia are being orchestrated by the NATO side, according to some political and military commentators.
Apparently, this is to give the alliance relevance at a time when it feels its very future is under threat from both an unpredictable Donald Trump and also moves that are being made to create an EU army. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, at NATO headquarters, Brussels.